about to talk to Luke McCaffrey here in a minute, I think. We're waiting on Emmanuel Forbes going to the podium and Tyler Biadasz. Biadasz is a really good talker. Going to be interesting with Forbes, man. Do you think – I don't know that they can get him turned around, but if anybody can, I kind of think this is the staff to get him turned around. Does that make sense?
100%. I mean, you got a guy in Trayvon Diggs that had fantastic seasons with DQ out in Dallas, and then Deron Bland is that same sort of corner that's aggressive, sometimes gives up the big play, but can break on the ball and turn the ball over. That's what Emmanuel Forbes was sold as, and he didn't do a whole lot of that last year. I'm interested to see how they use him. He's been good at times, and then Terry's torched him at times, and so I'm interested to see how he does when you throw out some different receivers. But I like the fact, too, that he's out there and taking the challenge of going up against Terry and trying to get better. I think Terry and him were talking through some of the stuff that he did out there the other day when he was able to beat him on a deep route. You know, I think that's just helping him get better. Hopefully it's something that transfers over into the season.
I agree. I think we're going to see a lot of Mike Davis. I don't know how excited people are about Mike Davis. And then whatever you think about Benjamin St. Juice, I think you're going to see a good amount of him as well. But kind of beyond that, I think it's going to be interesting to see the only guys under contract beyond next year are Emmanuel Forbes. So they're probably going to have to draft. They're probably going to have to address corner. But, like, that doesn't mean if he can't play or plays at a similar level he was at, you keep him out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, they're not forced to do anything with him. So I'm interested to see exactly what they do because Sanra Still is probably going to lock down that nickel corner spot. I think you are right. You're going to see a lot of Michael Davis with BSJ. And something that's interesting with that, PFF put something out a while ago talking about the most physical corners last year, guys that just made the most contact with receivers. And both those guys were in the top 10 last year. So maybe they're going to play a little more press coverage and up on guys. And I don't know how Emmanuel Forbes fits into that. But I am interested to see because this is a defense that they talked about when Joe Witt was hired about going after the ball and turning the ball over and guys being able to make plays. And we didn't see that from Forbes last year, but that was his selling point coming out of college. And he would fit into a mold if they're trying to turn the ball over.
I feel like chasing interceptions is really silly because the variance on that is just so high. But at the same time, I think these guys, these defenses between Quinn and Witt and Dallas specifically, were so good at generating turnovers that they legitimately might be able to do it. You flip that, though, like, is that also a factor of having Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence and, you know what I mean, and guys that can get after the quarterback? Because nothing increases your chances at turnovers like getting after the quarterback.
Well, and I feel like their big issue last year was Jack Del Rio was generally just a solid, I'm not going to allow, he didn't want to allow the big plays, even though he did allow the big plays. He was just, it was nothing spectacular, right? It was like, I'm going to let the talent do its work, but it's very vanilla type stuff. Whereas I think with Joe Witt, when they preached these turnovers last year, I think trying to force the turnovers like they talked about was getting out of character. I think forcing the turnovers with Joe Witt and Dan Quinn, I don't think that's out of character because I think they're throwing so much at the quarterback that sometimes they're just going to be confused by a look and think a guy's open. They're going to throw it right to someone. And when you have guys that are aggressive, can play the ball and jump on it, like a Forbes, maybe he's able to stand out more in that sort of system than a system that's maybe more of a laid back and trying to keep everything in front sort of defense.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the issues for that secondary particular was how complicated everything was. And then if you look at, you don't want to, like, I'm not trying to bash anybody, but what happened from a defensive coaching staff last year where they lose Harris, their defensive backs coach. There's some discussion of if they even knew they could lose him, and sure enough, they could. And they just promoted within a guy, Brent Wieselmeyer, that had never run his own room and really never had NFL coaching experience outside of working with Jack Del Rio. Like, he hasn't coached anywhere but with Jack. And I'm not taking a shot at Wies, who's a good guy, but, like, I think that room really suffered. And then you add young guys in that, you know, Forbes wasn't ready. He certainly wasn't ready for the role they had for him. And then putting Forbes against A.J. Brown, you got probably the least physical corner in the NFL against arguably the most physical receiver in the NFL. It just crushed them.
And that makes no sense to me, JP. That's just bad coaching because when you look on the other side, they got a guy literally nicknamed the Slim Reaper. Like, that's the same size in Devontae Smith. Like, if you wanted him to go one-on-one with a really good receiver, it made sense to go against Devontae Smith, not A.J. Brown. I could have told you, even if Emmanuel Forbes had proved that he could be an all-pro, that's a tough matchup because he's just going to out-physical him at the catch point.
Yeah, and I think kind of going forward, I think this staff is way better at moving guys around and giving different looks, different options, all of those things. And I think, you know, B often says how much he thinks this is going to look different because the coaching staff is different and how just coaching can make such a huge impact. And I think we sometimes sleep on that, but I still think talent says a heck of a lot about how things are going to go. And I just don't know how talented the secondary is. It's going to be fascinating to watch. Here's what else is going to be fascinating to watch. We're about to have a million moving pieces here. We're hoping to hear from Tyler Biadasz as well as Emmanuel Forbes. B. Mitch is supposed to call in at some point from the Eastern Shore, Maryland, on a bicycle. And then Donna Hopkins is going to join us at 11:30. So my best advice, Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday starts in merely 5 minutes. Nobody go anywhere.